Ladies and gentlemen, pay attention. This is your boy, the coach from the WWE. I would like to welcome you to the very first wrestling podcast in the world to take you on a weekly deep dive in the classic matches along with legends of the squared circle. Enjoy the discussion. Enjoy the back and forth. There's so much to get into. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Payoff.
Jeff, it's The Undertaker and Blutista.
Yeah, man.
Remember that?
I do remember.
He came back. Did he wear the blue trunks at Royal Rumble?
I forget, man. Yeah, I forgot about that till just now.
It was when he came back and he shows up in those like weird blue tights. And I think he may have like been wearing like, I don't know if he had like an extra sleeve on or like longer paint. I don't know. He was just blue. And right. They like, it just looks so stupid. They call him Blutista. I loved it.
I forgot all about that till just now.
But this is during the original Batista run. Mm-hmm. So he's our champion. And he's got The Undertaker. These guys had some, you'd think that these two big guys would not have great matches. These two were awesome together for whatever reason. I'm guessing they probably just respected each other and just kind of, worked hard to have good matches and beat the shit out of each other. But this was a fun feud. Was that, I'm assuming that's why you chose this?
Yeah, this was, and actually, so I was there for the WrestleMania match that they had, which was another very good one. And so, yeah, this was one just kind of, I think I picked this match because at this point it's been at least a month, but there was, and they didn't make a big deal of it, but I am hashtag bring back Cyber Sunday, bring back like these, whatever you need to do. But they did have about a month ago where you were able to vote on some stipulations online for some NXT matches. And so I think that this premise is a missed opportunity of doing Cyber Sunday or something along these lines where you let the fans vote. I think that with how it doing this in 2007 was, different and new. And I think nowadays in 2022, there's zero reason to not be doing this and giving a little bit of input. Even if you test it some more on NXT, it doesn't have to be a full show because as we'll see, like I listed for here, so we could see some of the different stipulations that were out there because some aren't worth it. But others, I think like, having some different things, bringing back some legends, like I'm a huge proponent of stables and I'm a huge proponent of something along the lines of Cyber Sunday again. And so that is why I picked this one because it's a cool concept to me. And like, I think this match specifically we'll get into like their vote was one that, a lot of different opportunities here and it was good stuff.
Yeah. We'll get more into it. I've got some stuff to go through and some questions for you during the match. We'll get more into that part of it, but yeah, let's go ahead and get into the build.
Oh, it's time for the build.
So yeah, Cyber Sunday 2007. We did a couple of these and, of course you're paying $30-$35 for the pay-per-view, but you get to vote on these things. And this was October 28th, 2007, Verizon Center in DC. 10,000 in the audience, so not a sellout. The tagline for the show was "Log on, take over," which I thought was kind of fun. I'll get during the match. I'll get into the results of these, the voting. But Rey Mysterio defeating Finlay in a stretcher match in 9 minutes. CM Punk defeating The Miz to retain the ECW Championship in 8 minutes. Mr. Kennedy defeating Jeff Hardy. Kane defeating MVP by count out, but did not win the U.S. championship. Shawn Michaels defeating Randy Orton, but did not win the WWE championship because it was by DQ. So both the people that the fans voted did not win the match. Triple H defeated Umaga in a 17-minute street fight. That's fun. And then the main event, Batista is your world champion going against The Undertaker. And we had a special guest for a referee for this match. And it was none other than Stone Cold Steve Austin. So that's the show. I'll talk more about the voting results when we start the match. Jeff, I know these guys had a storied rivalry. How do we get to this match?
Yeah, lots happening here. And so this is a good one, of course. Batista and The Undertaker, they are feuding over the World Heavyweight Championship during this time, beginning, you know, kind of capping off at the WrestleMania 23 of April of 2007. That was the, of course, before the streak was broken, so The Undertaker winning the title from Batista at WrestleMania in Ford Field, my hometown of Detroit. They ended up a month later having a last man standing match at Backlash, which ended in a draw. They then had a steel cage match actually on SmackDown, which also ended in a draw. And then this was interesting, and because, of course, following that match, Edge won the title from The Undertaker by cashing in his Money in the Bank contract. So you had Undertaker actually out for a little bit with a sideline at this point, and so, but then coming back at Unforgiven. But during this time, you had Batista challenging Edge, not winning the World Heavyweight Championship at Judgment Day. They had one night stand. It was a steel cage match. And then you had Vengeance, and they had a last chance match. And so because he lost that match, he would not get another title shot as long as Edge was the champion. So, he actually beat the Great Khali and Rey Mysterio in a triple threat match at that Unforgiven to win the title. He actually then took on the Great Khali a couple times, of course. And I know one of Tom's, I'd say, top four matches ever, or stipulations ever, the Punjabi prison match at No Mercy, of course. And so having covered one of those, oddly enough, we don't have a Punjabi prison match on our list, but that's okay. We can always add one.
I watched one for, or maybe
we had one. There was a couple years ago.
Crown Jewel. Wasn't there one at a Crown Jewel not that long ago?
Yeah. And Khali came back. Yeah.
Yeah, it was horrible.
So, having that as well too. And so, and then, restarting the feud actually at Unforgiven, at Unforgiven in that September. And so you had this match, and now you had the three options, for the special guest referee. Just a weird little sidebar here was, of course, Stone Cold, JBL, and Mick Foley. JBL actually was like Austin and Foley. As a notice, neither Foley or Austin appeared before Cyber Sunday. Well, JBL began campaigning with banners, t-shirts, and buttons. And so didn't work out for him, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. I will say it could be because he did not have a t-shirt from our new sponsor, Classic Tees. And so that's one that I think that are true Classic Tees. And so making sure that maybe if he had one, who knows, like, you know, get yourself a nice color, get something that fits well, maybe even a polo. Like, anybody just like him could have used our promo code payoff25 and at the store when you're checking out and all that good stuff. And so, as they like to say, when you look good, you feel good. And so make sure to use our code at trueclassic.com. All kinds of great menswear. Maybe it's gift time. You know, maybe you're looking for something for your significant other. Maybe you need something that your girlfriend or, you know, can steal from you, you know, a nice hoodie or something like that. Like, of course, like, check out their store. Of course, it's trueclassic.com. T-shirts, menswear, all kinds of different stuff. Using our promo code payoff25 gets you 25% off everything in your cart. So try it today, 100% risk-free guarantee. You got 30 days to return it. If you don't like it, that's, hey, check it out. There's no reason like to not check it out. Like, I know people are like, oh, I got to try it out. I got to get my credit card. Like, yeah, that's all right. Like, check it out though. It's worth it. So payoff25 at trueclassic.com. So
let me tell you one of the best deals on that site.
Yep.
Get yourself a puffer jacket for the winter. Okay. These things are, they're puffy. They're comfortable as hell. They keep you super warm because they keep the heat trapped in, even though they're not like really heavy. Like, they deceivingly keep you warm. Like, I've left one on in an airplane before and like had to take it off because I was sweating. So they really do keep you warm, but like, you can throw them into a ball and put them, like, you know, dump them on the bottom of your closet floor, and they don't really get that wrinkly. So they're just a great jacket to have. So the one that's on, True Classic right now, it's $68, but with payoff 20, you're down to $51. So for $50 to have a really nice jacket that'll keep you warm and look good, pretty damn good deal, especially these days. So anyways, I highly recommend that. So check it out. Use our code. Appreciate the support. Are you ready to get into this one?
I am excited. I got it pulled up. I am ready. I don't know what to expect on this one. We haven't watched a Batista match in a while, so I'm excited for this.
No, I'm really excited too. So I got a lot of stuff here to talk about. If you're ready, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
All right. It's time for the payoff.
Oh, it's time for the payoff.
The world. What the inside Batista's
head. All right, here we go.
If that were me,
Batista holding the title.
He's got to be in the
Baker with the best there.
He's got to wonder, can he do it? Is he actually capable of doing
Boston
it?
Boston in the ring, not wearing a referee shirt.
Love me Batista's theme.
Two draws in a last man standing match and also in a steel cage match. Batista can try to rectify that tonight. It's this. What a sight. The Undertaker.
All right, alone.
Excited to cover this one, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, let me run through the voting. So the stretcher match won in the Mysterio-Finley match with 40% over a no DQ match. Punk would face The Miz. The other two people were Big Daddy V and John Morrison. MVP faced Kane. The other two were Great Khali and Mark Henry. Randy Orton versus Shawn Michaels. Second place was Jeff Hardy. Third was Mr. Kennedy. Triple H and Umaga was a street fight. The others were Steel Cage or First Blood. Divas Halloween costume contest. Mickie James won. Second place was Kelly Kelly. Last place of these 10 women was Michelle McCool. And then the special guest referee, like you said, Austin by a mile over Mick Foley and JBL. So I already kind of know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it anyways, and I'm curious what you think. But would you welcome this type of show as a Peacock special?
Oh my God. Yeah. Yes. I think that there is, like, that potential is great. And I don't think you don't even necessarily need to do every match. Like, you know, and I don't think, like opponents necessarily, you don't even need to, I think, you know, for kind of planning sake and health safe, like, for sake, I think knowing who they're going to fight, but then say, hey, put it out there. Like, you could even, you know, you could do some crazy stuff of say, you know, and nowadays I was thinking of this actually when I was like, maybe you could say like, you know, no high flying, like you can't climb the turnbuckles. Like maybe you could do like, you know, even on this one, you don't have any tables, ladders, chairs. Like maybe that's how you can make extreme rules better. You know, I'm thinking out loud here of like, let the fans pick how extreme they want it to be, you know? Yeah. It was still within reason. You could say, you know, barbed wire, you know, I would watch a barbed wire bat on a pole match if I got to pick it, like, you know? And so, yeah, I think, almost like no reason. I think even your idea, like you just said, like do a one-off special. I don't need like to give me a halftime heat. Give me something like, you know, just test it once and see if it happens. I was having a conversation with someone about this, about Marvel and all their movies and stuff like that. And they've got their Halloween special, the, you know, the werewolf movie. That's just like a one-off type thing. Like that's all I need. I don't need something where I got to watch 47 movies in order to understand what's going on. Like just give me something, you know, give me some fun matches. That's been some of the you and I have said it before, some of the best and unpredictable stuff is when weather delayed WrestleMania and you got some of the best promos we've had in 10 years. When you get the random AJ versus Finn, you know, match because, you know, somebody gets hurt or, you know, flights delayed or all this random shit, like at that spontaneity, I think is what, you know, drives fans. And hey, if you got what they say, like, you know, 54 billion engagements or whatever it is on social media, like let's use them a little bit here. Like they're, I was literally, it was funny because I was watching a episode of Top Chef from actually 5 years ago with my wife.
That show.
Logan Paul was, they did like a food truck thing, and it was Logan Paul's job to get the word out to college kids. And at the time they were like, oh, he's got like 2 million followers. And I'm thinking to myself, like, this was back, it would have been 2017 or 16 or some shit like that. It's like, you're going to tell me like, while I'm not a huge, like, Logan Paul fan myself, like, in the ring, I'll give credit where credit's due. But if you're going to tell me, like, he starts talking about that, like, you're going to get people that aren't wrestling fans being like, wait a minute, like, I'm just going to vote, and then I'm going to check it out. Like, and so, yeah, I think the potential there, like, it's, it really, I said it before, it's just a missed opportunity, which sucks.
Yeah. There's a lot you could do. There's absolutely, like, and now it's like, you know, it's not like you have to log on to the computer. It's like you're sitting there watching on Peacock, and, you know, you could do live voting, and I'm on my phone. Like, I think it would be fun, and I'd want to watch it live. Like, I actually think it's really cool. You could pick a Survivor Series team. Hey, we got 10 superstars. You pick the four that you want to see all team up together.
Or pick the last man or woman, like, who gets the final spot,
or you pick an entrant in the Royal Rumble.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. What number, you know, all kinds of opportunity here. So
it kind of legitimizes it, because it's like, oh no, I picked this, that's cool. I'd like to see them do something like this. So
yep. So you got these guys working real hard. You had right out of the gate, we didn't talk about it, but Batista went for a spear and missed it, and Undertaker just gave him a huge boot. Now, you said Undertaker miss a running knee actually into the corner, Batista getting out of the way. Stone Cold just casual. I feel like the guy needs a beer. He's just standing around in his jeans and a t-shirt. Nothing happening.
So, top Batista matches ever. Number one is against Triple H in Hell in a Cell.
It makes sense. Yep.
Number two was his main event at WrestleMania, where Daniel Bryan won.
Yep.
Number three was that 6-man tag, and that's one we need to watch.
We do have that on our list. Yes.
Okay. Shield versus Evolution. I remember that being an awesome match. I'd love to watch that. And then, you know, there's four different Batista Undertaker matches, including this one that got 4 stars. A banger of a match with John Cena was 4.25. I remember that one, Last Man Standing. So, yeah, some fun matches on here. But interesting career, man. Interesting career for sure.
Yeah, well, is he going to...
What's he doing now? Is he in any comic book movies?
Yeah, we've still got the next Guardians of the Galaxy coming out. I actually just recently, he's got a horror movie coming out with M. Night Shyamalan. And so the dude's got a lot happening, which leads me to the next question of, he is going to be the headliner for the Hall of Fame, or more than likely the headliner for this Hall of Fame in L.A. in 2023. One more time?
That seems pretty likely, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Like, more than likely, I know he was the kind of holdover from previous ones. But my question, though, is the stage almost too perfect for him to not have a match?
I think he's done. I think he won his final match to be against Triple H. Okay. I do not think he'll get involved.
Okay. I think I'm almost leaning the other direction. I think that, like, with the right opponent, I think that, you know, finding the right person to go against him, that you really could have, like, it being in, you know, LA. I think that the stage is almost set for him to go one more, not even one more full run, but just give him one more match. Who knows?
Well, which begs the question, who's the perfect opponent for him?
That's a really good question. I don't know. You figure take Triple H and Shawn Michaels off the board. Like, do you give him The Rock? Do you have the battle of the Hollywood superstars? Like, do you
Brock,
do something
how about Brock Batista?
Oh, you do Brock. I thought you said Rock. Yeah, I could see that. I wonder, like, I feel like Seth and Cody popped in my brain, but I feel like Seth and Cody need to have their own match. Like, I think if they go back and do what they did, I don't think I'd want to even see Cody and Batista. It just doesn't, I'm not a big fan of that. Yeah, I could definitely see Brock. I think that would be pretty good. I could see Bobby Lashley too. I think that would be good as well. You know, and kind of having that match. So yeah, I think there's definitely a lot of possibilities there for, you know, who could, hell, maybe he just wants to work like AJ or something like that. Like, that'd be a hell of a match too. And so, I could see something like that happening as well. So who knows? Like, it, I think there's a lot of really big possibilities for, maybe he wants to work like, you know, Gunther, like, you know, Walter, like, shit, I'd watch them beat the fuck out of each other. So, you know, I'd be excited about that too.
Do we know what's going to happen with the Hall of Fame? Are they just going to do it after SmackDown again this year?
They have not said anything for sure. I know.
I guess I don't hate that.
No, and I think that I do think it needs an overhaul, because if you're even like, they've shown pictures and like by the end, like, you know, all the fans have kind of left as well too, or not even the fans, but like the wrestlers, because they got WrestleMania the next night. So like, didn't they do it on Thursday, I want to say, or Wednesday or something like this last time? And so while I agree with, like, you know, I'm fine with the WWE Hall of Fame, but maybe you do it at a different time of year so that you can actually like give them a little bit of respect. Maybe you do, like, you know, you induct them all there, but then, you know, you can fill like the next 3 to 4 months or 6 months even with, you know, letting them come around, give their speech, whatever it might be, because it is kind of stale. Like, you know, it's just the nature. Like, you and I have sat through awards banquets before for, you know, our shoot job, and it's just like, by the end, you're just like, I'm going to cut out and hit the bar before dessert served. Like, it's just not worth it.
Yeah, it's just tough. I mean, that weekend, you know, we agree you need 2 nights. So, which means you're going to jam, and you got Friday Night SmackDown. So you got to jam NXT in there somewhere. You can't do the Hall of Fame Monday. You can't do it Saturday or Sunday. I mean, I think you just have to do it after, or you do it SummerSlam weekend, you know, or something like that. But I just can't see that happening either. So it's just a crazy weekend, man. It's exhausting. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know if I'm going to go or not, but I mean, if I go, it's like, shit, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Like, it's a lot.
Or do Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Like, it's just, yeah, you're right. It's a lot. And then of course the rumored is Vince going to be the headliner for 2023. Like, we don't know right now. Yeah, who knows? I want to say that is, in the words of Big E, we got two meaty men bumping meat. Like, this is, there's a lot of action and guys flying around and stuff like that. Like, they are really, we're going to walk the ropes here, it looks like, maybe. Yep. Undertaker climbing up. Yeah, these guys have been kind of going at each other full speed. Batista catching him as the Undertaker went for it. Oof. Yep.
Taker looks good here, man. Lean and moving well.
Yes, he does. I totally agree with you. Yep.
Hell's Gates.
They're working well together. I will say that.
They're really good together for whatever reason.
They're just going at it.
Yeah.
Austin doing a good job in there. Kind of, you know.
As we sit here today.
Yep.
Are you all in on Cody being the one to end Roman, or do you have some other alternative booking you'd like to share?
I'm fine with that. He's not going to lose.
It's almost like you backed yourself into a corner where nothing's going to be big enough or good enough to, you know, end this guy's. And I kind of agree. Like, I mean, I'm in the camp. I didn't want Drew to win. But man, the place would have gone nuts, and I get why you would have done it. Unless Drew's the guy for the next 6 months, then why would you do it? It's just tough, man. Like, they've just backed themselves in the corner. It's funny because, like, for the past, you know, 20 years, I've been saying that you needed to make stars and give guys long runs. Now we're getting one, and it's like, what do you do? Like, how do you end this?
Yeah, and it's not great seeing like people, like it diminishes a lot of people, which is unfortunate. Yeah, I think Cody's the only right now, big choke slam. Cody's the only one right now that could feasibly do it, but of course he's out, and so that's not going to happen. Unless it's some weird fluke thing, like I pray that, you know, and it, as a recording, like, you know, Bray the Fiend doesn't come back and, like, you know, they put it on him right away because that's the last thing you want. I would watch him and Seth go at it again. I think Seth could beat him. I think that would be a good one as well, too. I think you're not cooled, but AJ just isn't, you know, a big spear there. AJ isn't at the top of where he could be either. Maybe you give him some kind of a faction, because I know the Good Brothers are free agents, I believe, right now. So maybe bring Anderson and Gallows back and let them have a run with him. And then, but then you got, you know, you could do something with, you know, Finn and all them. And so, yeah, I don't know, but it right now it seems to be the only logical choice, but that's because there's just a lack of options.
Well, I mean, you have one big star, and then you have, you know, a lot of other superstars, but we'll see what happens.
All right. So we had some finishers here. We've got some things happening. These guys are just kind of working hard, working stiff a little bit. We've been fully in the ring as well, too. We haven't had anything kind of happening outside. Batista going up top here, kind of going for the punches.
Batista! He just went up on his last slide! Unbelievable! But did that take everything out of Undertaker? Undertaker trying to roll, trying to claw.
You disappointed your boy Pat McAfee?
Good for him. I am of the... I am of the get up and game day is on by 9 o'clock. I'm on the Eastern time zone. So I watch it is always on in the background. I'm not necessarily sitting there watching the whole thing. And so I do think I saw a rumor that they're potentially slating him to be the replacement for Corso if Corso retires, which I don't think you can replace him, but who knows? Like, I do think he adds a little bit of life to the panel and stuff like that. So that's good. I'm kind of like, I'm getting overexposed with Herb Street and stuff like that. So I'm not a huge fan because he's doing Amazon shit now. And so I hate hearing him on Thursday nights with Al Michaels. I'm not a fan of that. I'm a Michigan man, so I'll watch Desmond Howard any weekend. But, you know, I think that, yeah, while it's disappointing, I think that the dude has turned himself into an empire. It absolutely, like, just crazy from... You would have thought, like, God, why would he quit being, you know, a punter in the NFL? He really had it made. But man, he has gone on, like any good wrestler, he has gone on to reinvent himself multiple times with great success. And so we'll see him in the ring again. I think he probably has, you know, that's an open door, open phone call real quick for him to. Oh, boy, that was 2.9 right there. I'm sure he has an open door, open phone policy to come back whenever he wants, though. So we'll see it again. I think he probably has that itch, too.
Do you know why he left the NFL? So he was with the Colts for 8 years. By the way, he grew up like 10 minutes from me.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. But do you know why he left when he did? Because
I know he hated the general manager at the time, Ryan Grigson, for the Colts football team. I know that was a big part of it. I think part of it, too, I think if I remember right, he had a deal with Bleacher Report or Barstool or something where he wanted to. I don't remember the specifics. So I have to look it up. Might have Batista bomb. Hey, there we go. Bunch of Batista vibes.
I want to tell you,
if somebody would have told me that,
and still world heavyweight champion Batista.
I don't know if I would have believed it unless I've seen it with my own eyes, and I did see it, and I still don't believe it.
Kang, look at the
trend. Batista and Undertaker.
good. All right, let's get into the aftermath.
Ho! It's time for the aftermath.
Well, what'd you think?
Very good. I, like you said, I've forgotten, and now I want to go back and watch that WrestleMania match, like to kind of kick this off, of like just the chemistry these guys had. Like you said, some guys just have it. Like when they're in the ring together, like, you know, they know they don't, you know, not a whole lot of talking needed. They just go out there and do the work. And I think these guys absolutely did that.
Yeah, that was fantastic. I really enjoyed it.
Yep, absolutely.
They're good together. Yep.
So what kind of happened on this one? You had Batista, really the feud continuing on this one. They had a Hell in a Cell match at Survivor Series. You had Edge returning at this point, interfering. He gave gave Undertaker the concerto and then pulled Undertaker, or he then pulled an unconscious Batista on top of the Undertaker for the pinfall to retain the World Heavyweight Championship. And then you had at Armageddon, Edge actually beating both of these guys in a triple threat match for the title. So a lot of back and forth with that. Of course, you had him in the Royal Rumble then being the final three eliminated by Triple H. It's just a lot happening here. He had following WrestleMania, he had a match against Umaga. Then you, of course, had the Shawn Michaels feud as well, too, with Jericho and all that happening. And so and the stretcher match, which we have covered, which was not great. But we did it because that's what we do around here. Whether good or bad, we're going to do these things. And so Undertaker, though, at this point, entering number one in the January 2008 Rumble. But losing, of course, being eliminated by Shawn Michaels at that one. And like I said, he ended up going on. It was, of course, WrestleMania defeating Edge with Hell's Gate to win the World Heavyweight title and his 16th WrestleMania win. And so good stuff for that. These guys, like I said, just a lot of feuding, a lot happening, a lot of good matches, all that stuff. So 2007, you had PWI, you had Batista at 13 and the Undertaker at number 5. The star ratings on this one, the Torch gave it 4. It said, very good match. Batista and Taker have strong chemistry for sure. And it was on display again. The clean finish was really needed after the Orton Michaels finish. It's also good that the SmackDown World title got the main event slot for once. On the Observer newsletter on this one, a few different things here. The storyline in the Batista match was that he had never beaten Undertaker before, and this time he was able to do it clean after 3 Big Dave bombs. Taker gave him the press power bomb. He was slow to cover, and Dave kicked out. Yada yada, great finish to a match. Undertaker and Dave, what can you say? 4 stars. So you got a couple 4 stars on this one. Tom, what are you feeling on the Cyber Sunday between these guys?
I'll give it a 7.
Okay.
You know, it was good. Wasn't their best. I thought their WrestleMania match was better. Kind of fun having Austin in there. So good stuff, but nothing spectacular about this one. What about you?
Right there with you. I think that this, we will probably be able to find, like you said, a better match between these two in their feud. And so I think that while this was a good match, like I'm with you, I think there's better. So I'm going to be right at a 7 as well. But I still think pretty good stuff though, but we will search and we will eventually cover what, if not better matches between these guys. So yeah.
Cool. Fun episode.
Yeah, absolutely. I had fun with this one. We got another fun one. Oh, I've been looking forward to next week's for quite a while.
We have a really fun one next week.
It is an anniversary. It is one that when I realized we had the open slot, I was like, there's no other match to cover. So you and I are covering the wrestling challenge. Of course, the Holy Grail, Bret Hart versus Tom McGee next week. And we are very excited to talk about that one.
I'm pumped, man. It's gonna be fun.
So let's send him home happy this week though before we got next week's.
Well, for all your t-shirt needs, Classic Tees, Payoff 25. For all your Manscaped needs, Payoff 20. We're hooking you up, and these are good products.
Both. We got over the shirt, we got the shirt, Like, what you got going on underneath? Like, we are just looking out for you here at the payoff. Like, yeah, the only thing
we could add is we could sign Blue Chew, and then it could be inside your body too.
Oh my gosh, seriously. I wouldn't thought when we started this podcast we'd be talking about being inside dudes, but here we are. So that's all right. But hey, good stuff.
All right. Well, fun episode. We're both very pumped for next week. We'll see you then on an all new episode of The Payoff.